Sairam, dear listeners, till now you have heard the afternoon satsang. It's now time for us to go to the next segment of this Thursday Live. And this is Ganesh, and along with me is Bhargav, to take you along to one more new episode of the Veda Jignasa program. At the outset, we shall all offer our most humble salutations at Bhagavan's lotus feet, and with a humble prayer that every thought, every word and every deed is His inspiration and His motivation, we shall commence today's episode with the Ganapati Prarthana Mantram.
गणानान्त्वा गणपतिगुं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमं ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पत आनशृण्वन्नोतिभिः सीदसादनं प्रणो देवी सरस्वती वाजेभिर्वाजिनीवती धीनामवित्र्यवतु गणेशाय नमः सरस्वत्यै नमः श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम्
सो भार्गव कंटिन्यूइंग दि क्वेस्ट फॉर नो फॉर व्हाट इज दि
ट्रू इनर
वेल्थ वी शैल प्रोसीड अलोंग फ्रॉम वेयर वी हैड लेफ्ट इन दि लास्ट एपिसोड वी वर टॉकिंग अबाउट पिंगलाम पद्ममालिनी एंड पुष्टिम There were a lot of insights, lot of examples from the lives of devotees. And we ended saying that the concept of pingalam, which is yellow color, and then we were talking about the honey
and turmeric.
And then turmeric. So now with these attributes of the mother, we shall proceed further to the next lines. Yes.
आर्द्रां पुष्करिणीं पुष्टिं आर्द्रां यक्करिणीं यष्टिं सुवर्णां हेममालिनीं सूर्यां हिरण्मयीं लक्ष्मीं जातवेदो महावह तां महावह जातवेदो लक्ष्मीमनपगामिनीं यस्यां हिरण्यं प्रभूतङ्गावो दास्योश्वान् विन्देयं पुरुषाणहम्
सो गणेश जस्ट टेकिंग इट फॉरवर्ड इफ यू नोटिस आर्द्राम हैज कम अगेन यू नो आर्द्राम we had mentioned, we had discussed, deliberated upon Ardram before also. And then how we had, if you remember, we had compared it with Swami's eyes getting moistened when he's out of his compassion, when he sees us, or in any type of affection and love which Swami shows, it very clearly reflects in his eyes. So that was the Ardram we were talking about. But you know, we found so many words in this Sri Suktam getting repeated. So we are also wondering whether there might be multiple meanings in every context. So in this case, Ganesh, you know, what we felt is that it follows with yah karnim yastim. So here that means that she is the one who is the only sovereign of this whole universe, who is the one who carries the dharma danda and dispenses justice to all the beings. So in this case, probably the connotation comes it as the compassion which reflects in taking out those souls which are in deep slumber, which are in ignorance. So that's also in compassion. Probably jolt them, wake them up from their slumber of ignorance. The soul or the being or the jiva might feel bad or might feel painful or miserable, but that is what is the duty of mother, take you to actual your real destination. So in this case, Ardram is that supreme compassion, correct Ganesh? The supreme compassion which gives you that knowledge or that vidya that you are not to be born again. Know that, knowing which you don't need to be born again. Nothing else needs to be known. So that's, I think, we thought this is a new meaning which comes to the word Ardram. compassion in the physical sense, in a sense where we deal with others, is different. Compassion to deal with a soul and tell it and give it that insight that this is not your true nature. What is your true nature? And taking steps in making that soul or jiva achieve it or realize it is the real compassion. And you know, when we were just going through the Sri Suktam again, one thing which you remember we had encountered before also, Ashva Purvam Rathamadhyam Hastinada Prabodhinim. So their mother is visualized or picturized as Mother Lalita Tripura Sundari, who is going on a mission to annihilate Bhandasura. So this actually we all know because Lalita Sasama also it comes. But you know the interesting part, Ganesh, is the meaning Bhandasura.
Yes, please tell us, Bhargav.
Yeah. So this is, if you just, we'll take 5 minutes to exactly tell the story because this is very apt here and important. So Bhandasura is a demon who was born out of the ashes of Kamadeva. When, you know, Shiva destroyed Kama with opening his third eye, from the ashes, one particular deity called Chitrakarma, Chitrakarma, or I don't remember exact name, he made a small doll with that ash. And then seeing the doll, Shiva got so amused, felt so nice and gave life to the doll. And after that, this being called Chitrakarma, he taught this doll the vidya to please Lord Shiva. And that was the Shatarudriya Vidya. That is the Rudram, chanting Rudram, Rudra Upasana. And after that, Shiva, Lord Shiva becomes so happy. He told, whatever boon you want, you ask. But you know, that this demonic quality which is there in you, if you don't annihilate it, it always props up somewhere and creates a problem for you. So he says the same thing. I should not be vanquished by anyone. I should live eternally. And anyone fights with me, I should get half his strength and all that. So Shiva in his Bhola Shankara, he says, okay. Then after that, as usual, he starts doing all sorts of things with arrogance and tries to trouble people and create difficulties for the beings in the in the realm of gods and human beings, all that. So then seeing that those actions which were so disgusting, Brahma, he blurts out, "Oh, Bhanda, Bhanda." Means he's so shameless. So because he's a demon, his name becomes Bhandasura. So in a way, Lalita Tripura Sundari mother is actually going and annihilating the shamelessness of that demon. And you know, it's again, you know, our Puranas, our stories are always pregnant with deep meaning. So Bhandasura is there in all of us. Whenever we stoop down and we don't, you know, Swami always says, you remember always, you are a human being, you are not a pashu. Nenu pashu nikanu. So whenever we go down to the level of pashus or animality, then whatever we become is actually Bhandasura.
Exactly.
So mother is coming and trying to annihilate that quality of Bhandasura in all of us. So there, why we had this discussion is because out of her compassion, Yah Karnim Yastim, the one who holds that Dharma Danda, who confers justice on every being. So there she comes and she removes that bestiality in all of us and takes us to that path of divinity.
Exactly.
So and again, there's one more interesting story is that when Bhandasura got his powers, he had 30 sons, it seems. And those 30 sons are nothing but the six inner enemies, Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, Matsarya, and multiply, I mean, if you just, a combination of six inner enemies and the five Jnanendriyas which we have. So, if you have Kama of the eyes or the Krodha of the faculty of seeing and the Lobha of the faculty of hearing, like that you have 30. So different combinations. So whenever Bhandasura, the one who has gone to the level of bestiality, will automatically manifest them these things as his sons. So six inner enemies and the six inner enemies corrupt the five Jnanendriyas which we have. So mother is just going to destroy all these things. And then one more interesting thing about Bhandasura is he decides with his army that what we'll do is we will enter every being in the form of air and dry up their rasa, their fluidity which is there in every being. So what happens? Everyone becomes like a stone. They're not able to move, and the whole creation comes to a standstill. So in Telugu we say banda means a stone, stone hearted, or someone which has no emotions, no feelings, no devotion to Lord. You know, Swami says there are three types of devotees. One is like a stone which is in a river. If you keep it in the river, it gets wet. As soon as it comes out, the wetness goes. Second is
like a cloth,
like a cotton wool or a cloth. It will be there till it is inside, and after some time also outside it comes, the wetness is there. But the third and the shreshth, the supreme, the superior devotees are like sugar, which just dissolves in the water. So in this case, it compares all these people to the stones. So when you get stone hearted, when you don't have a feeling towards the Lord or towards any being, you don't have that caring or sharing or any type of feeling for anyone else, that makes you like a stone. So she has gone ahead to destroy these qualities in all of us. So this is the basic inner meaning of Bhandasura, and mother carrying the scepter or the dharmadanda to destroy all these things.
There is a beautiful explanation given by Swami, like why he has come, the mission of his avatar, in a very beautiful poem. I think when God has taken avatar, the fourfold path that Swami has given in 1962 in the Dasara discourse, when he was inaugurating the Veda Pathashala, he had announced that my fourfold mission is Dharma Rakshana, Bhakta Rakshana, Veda Poshana and Vidvat Poshana. So these four aspects, which are the basis of the entire creation, Swami is trying to resurrect.
Correct.
So in one poem, what you are exactly explaining, the Bhandasura aspect, is clearly mentioned by Swami in this poem. It starts with Yugadharma Paddatul Vigalitamayunda Nayamargamuna Trippi Nadupu Koraku. Means when you are going astray, Swami will try to discipline us to get us back onto the right path.
Chastise us.
Yes. I think it would be very beautiful if we listen to Swami's voice directly.
Yes.
So we shall listen to Swami.
Yuga dharma paddhatul vigalitamayunta Yuga dharma paddhatul vigalitamayunta నయమాగ్యమున ద్రిప్పి నడుపు కొరకు లోకముకిలలో కల్లోలమై బడియుంటాం లోకముకిలలో కల్లోలమై బడియుంటాం సన్మార్గవర్తన సలుపు కొరకు లోకముల్ ఇలలో కల్లోలమై బడియుంట సన్మార్గవర్తన సలుపు కొరకు
వైల్ ది మెథడ్స్ అండ్ ది డీటెయిల్స్ ఆఫ్ ది ధర్మ దట్ ఈస్ అప్రోప్రియేట్ టు ది ఈపాక్ హ్యాస్ ఆల్రెడీ టేకెన్ ఫార్మ్ బట్ నీడ్స్ టు బి పుట్ ఇన్ ది రైట్ డైరెక్షన్ వైల్ ది వరల్డ్స్ ఆర్ ఇన్ అన్ ఎజిటేటెడ్ స్టేట్ in order to show the right path for these agitated worlds at the epoch.
Dumargavartanu trungiti natanunta sadhu samrachana salpu koraku.
In order that protect the good people amidst an area where bad conduct has become the common thing.
Dumargavartanu తృంగి దీనతనుంట సాధు సంరక్షణ సల్పు కొరకు కాల సందిగ్ధ విగ్రహ సూక్తులయ్యుంట భాషార్థ గుప్తము పలుకు కొరకు క్ష్మాభరము బాపా క్షమాభరము బాప భూదేవి మనుపు కొరకు త్రేతయొసగిన కోర్కెలు తీర్చు కొరకు త్రేతయొసగిన కోర్కెలు తీర్చు కొరకు అవతరించెను అచ్యుతుడవని యందు అవతరించెను అచ్యుతుడవని యందు వాసుదేవాస్త్ర శ్రీ సాయి వసుధ శౌరి వాసుదేవాఖ్య శ్రీ సాయి వసుధ శౌరి వసుధ శౌరి వసుధ శౌరి
టు ప్రొటెక్ట్ ది గుడ్ పీపుల్ హు ఆర్ బీయింగ్ టార్చర్డ్ అండ్ ట్రబుల్డ్ బై బ్యాడ్ కాండక్ట్ విచ్ ఇస్ ప్రెసెంట్ ఆల్ అరౌండ్ And while this is in doubt, the times have got into confusion and in doubt. In order to clear these doubts and show a clear path, and to return to Mother Earth to fulfill the promises which have been made earlier in the Treta Yuga, Achyuta, the God, has come in human form, Sri Sai as form of Vasudeva, the God.
Actually, when we were joining the institute, we all had this beautiful thought of why Swami is giving a secular education.
Yeah.
Swami always used to tell us that just like Mother Yashoda was carrying butter in one hand and the hidden stick in the other hand just to catch hold of Lord Krishna, Swami also gave us the secular education as the butter, and the Adhyatma Vidya which Swami wanted us to teach, he had always hidden it behind his back.
Yes.
And that is the reason why Swami has been drawing all of us to his abode.
Correct.
To make us go to the next level.
Correct.
So to understand the fact that we are not human but we are divine. That is why every discourse of Swami starts with Prema Swarupulara, starts with Divyatma Swarupulara, where he has been reiterating the fact that you are none other than me alone.
Correct. And then if you, so very well put, Ganesh, if you, again, now in this verse, if you just see that she has decided to take you away from the path which you have chosen, which you are going astray, trying to discipline you or chastise you on the correct path. So next thing which, you know, when you told, it just struck me when you told that when we joined and in the first year, Swami had performed our Upanayanam. So there, you know, the second line only, Adram Yahkarnim Yashtim Suvarnam Himamalinim Suryam Hirnmayim Lakshmim Jatavedom Ava. So Surya aspect comes here. So, you know, and Swami in umpteen number of discourses has told that the best way of coming on to the spiritual path, the most simplest and easiest way is Gayatri Upasana. You pray to Mother Gayatri, whose presiding deity is nothing but Surya. So probably, again, this is what we were thinking, is that there is a mention of Surya here because, you know, the mother aspect of Gayatri, the Gayatri, Savitri, Saraswati, the triad, they are very closely interlinked with Mother Savita. That is nothing but the deity's son. So here also, when Surya comes, when we do Gayatri Upasana, the Upasana of Gayatri, and Swami says very, very, in a very, very simple terms that if you don't have time to do even 108 times, when you take bath in the morning and when you take your food in the afternoon or evening and just before you retire to bed, just chant it 3 to 5 times or 7 times or 9 times, and probably at least aspire or make yourself the target. Give yourself the target of at least chanting 21 times Gayatri per day. If you do that, that Surya aspect, that, you know, the effort which Mother is putting for us to take us on the correct path, we will help her. We will assist her in her own mission so that we don't go astray again. And the Surya aspect, that is the effulgence, the light, the intellect which is blossomed, which is the meaning of the Gayatri Mantra, that also comes to us, our rescue in this case.
So I think, Bhargav, when we are discussing about Gayatri Mata, regarding the chanting of Gayatri Mantra, I think it's beautiful that we listen to Swami directly about the importance and the significance of Gayatri Mantra in our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
Because as you have mentioned, we were all fortunate to get initiated into Gayatri Mantra by Swami directly
So this
in
is
His divine presence.
So this is the discourse which Swami gave on
February
10th, 2000.
Yes.
You know, when we were fortunate to have. Yeah, so beautiful to listen to Swami.
So we'll listen to the discourse.
Gayatri Kudanu Sarvadevata Swarupini.
Gayatri is multidimensional.
Sarva Mantramani Yokka Swarupini.
She is the very personification of different mantras.
Gayatri Chandasam Mata. Vedamulu Kantadiki Talli Vantadi.
Gayatri, the mother of Veda.
Itvanti Gayatri Mantram Smarinchin Tarvata, ye mantramunu kudanu manamu smarinchanakkaraledu.
Once you recite, chant Gayatri, you don't have to recite any other mantra.
Gayatri ki moodu perlu unnai.
Gayatri has three names.
Modatidi Gayatri.
The first one is Gayatri.
Rendavadi Savitri.
The second is Savitri.
Moodavadi Saraswati.
Third one is Saraswati.
Gayatri, Savitri, Saraswati.
Gayatri, Savitri, Saraswati.
Gayatri Chandasa Matan. Aa Vedamul yokka swarupini.
Gayatri is the very embodiment
Gayatri
of Veda.
Gayatri Trayati Gayatri. Mana yokka senses ku master ayinatundi Gayatri.
Gayatri is the master of our senses.
Pranamanaku adhipati ayinatundi Savitri.
Savitri is the presiding deity of the life principle.
Kanukane maraninchina bhartalu kudanu satyavantuni kudanu prarthana cheta tirigi pranam teppinchukunnadi.
By virtue of her prayer, incessant prayer, she could resurrect her husband.
Kanuka Gayatri Savitri, Savitri anaga life ku master.
Savitri is the master of life.
Inka Saraswati.
Third one, Saraswati.
Saraswati anaga mana vagdevata swarupini.
Saraswati is the presiding deity of the faculty of speech.
Ee moodinte oka swaroopame manava jeevithamu.
Human life is a combination of these three.
Satyamu reeti.
Truth is the way.
Dharmamu kirti.
Dharma is a reputation.
Nyayamu shanti.
Justice is peace.
Kanukane ee moodinte oka swaroopame దైవతా స్వరూపము.
దీస్ త్రీ కాన్స్టిట్యూట్ ద వెరీ డివైన్.
మానవుడు ఈ మూడింటి యందు కూడాను తన జీవితమును సార్థకం గావించుకోవాలి.
మ్యాన్ హస్ టు వర్క్ ఫర్ హిస్ రిడెంప్షన్ అలాంగ్ దీస్ త్రీ ఛానల్స్.
కనుక గాయత్రి మంత్రం అనేటువంటిది సామాన్యమైనటువంటిది కాదు.
గాయత్రి మంత్ర ఇస్ నాట్ అన్ ఆర్డినరీ వన్.
మొట్టమొదట మన వాక్శుద్ధిని గావించుకోవాలి.
ఫస్ట్ వి హావ్ టు ప్యూరిఫై అవర్ వర్డ్.
మాట మంచిదైనప్పుడే మన జీవితం మంచిదవుతుంది.
If our words that we utter are good, our life is bound to be good.
కాలు దారితే కలుగదు నష్టము, నాలుక దారితే నరకమేరా. నాలుకను మాత్రము జారనివ్వకుండా చూసుకోవాలి.
If you slip, doesn't matter, but the slip of the tongue will put you to danger.
ఈ కారణమును పురస్కరించుకొనియే పూర్వపు ఋషులంతా కూడాను మిత భాషను అభ్యసిస్తూ వచ్చారు.
Basing on this principle, ancient sages observed
అతి భాష చేత కొంత ఉడుదుకులైనటువంటి మాటలు రావచ్చు.
Excessive talk will make you speak that which is not necessary.
కనుక తక్కువ మాటలు మాట్లాడి
talkless
సత్యాన్ని కాపాడుకొని
uphold the truth
కీర్తిని సంపాదించాలి.
Earn all the reputation.
మిత భాష అతిహాయి.
Limited talk will make you comfortable.
Ati bhasha matihani.
Too much talk will turn you mad.
Kanukane mita bhasha cheta manam ee satyanni kaapaadukovali.
In fact, you can keep up truth by talking less.
Ee vidhamaina yokka satyopadeshamulu gaavistu Gayatri Savitri Saraswati ee moodu devata swarupulu kodanu manavuni ende untunnavi.
Therefore, Gayatri Savitri Saraswati speak the principle of truth present latent in everyone.
Bhur annadu.
Bhur is said.
Motta modati emti bhur.
The first one is bhur.
Anaga emti bhulokamu ani.
Bhur, the planet earth.
Bhulokam anaga emti material tho chedinatvantadi.
What is this earth? It is all the one of material.
ఈ మెటీరియల్ లోకం అనేటువంటిది మన దేహమే.
The body is made up of material.
Bhuvah.
The second bhuvah.
ఈ bhuvah అనగా ఏమిటి?
What is bhuvah?
Bhu bhuvah.
Bhu bhuvah.
Bhuvah అనేటువంటిది ఈ మెటీరియల్ లోకం అనేటువంటి దేహానికి కొంత విధమైనటువంటి ఒక వైబ్రేషన్ కలిగిస్తుండాలి.
Bhuvah is that vibrating principle passing through percolating to the
pranamu.
Body. That is the life.
ఆ ప్రాణమే ఈ దేహాన్ని కదిలిస్తుంటుంది.
It is the life that pulsates the body.
ప్రాణం మాత్రం ఎక్కడి నుంచి వచ్చింది?
Where from you get the life?
Tuvaha.
It is from tuvaha.
అది ఏ ఒక విధమైనటువంటి జ్ఞాన శక్తి.
Tuvaha is the strength of wisdom.
దీనిని ప్రజ్ఞాన శక్తి అన్నారు.
It is the strength of supreme knowledge.
దీనిని ఇంగ్లీష్ లో కూడాను కాన్స్టెంట్ ఇంటిగ్రేటెడ్ అవేర్నెస్ అన్నారు.
దిస్ ఇన్ ఇంగ్లీష్ ఇస్ టర్మ్డ్ యాస్ కాన్స్టెంట్ ఇంటిగ్రేటెడ్ అవేర్నెస్.
కనుకనే ఇది ఏ రేడియేషన్ అన్నారు.
దిస్ ఇస్ ద రేడియేషన్.
మెటీరియల్ లోకము,
మెటీరియలైజేషన్ సార్,
వైబ్రేషన్ లోకము,
వైబ్రేషన్
రేడియేషన్ లోకము, ఈ మూడు కూడా మానవుని ఎందు ఇమిడి ఉంటున్నాయి.
ఆల్ ది త్రీ వరల్డ్స్ ఆర్ ఇమ్మనెంట్ ఇన్ మ్యాన్.
ది వన్ యు థింక్ యు ఆర్ అదే మన దేహము.
ది వన్ యు థింక్ యు ఆర్ ఇస్ ద బాడీ.
ది వన్ అదర్ థింక్ యు ఆర్ మెంటల్ లోకము.
ద వన్ అదర్ థింక్ యు ఆర్ ఇస్ సైకలాజికల్ ప్లేన్.
ది వన్ యు రియలీ ఆర్ అదే ఆత్మ లోకము.
ది వన్ యు రియలీ ఆర్ ఇస్ ది ఆత్మిక్ ప్లేన్.
దేహమునకు, ప్రాణమునకు, జ్ఞానమునకు మూడింటికి మన దేహమే మూలాధారము.
బాడీ ఇస్ ద బేసిస్ ఫర్ ఆల్ ద ఫిజిక్, ద లైఫ్ అండ్ ద విజ్.
ఏ సాధనను ఎందు మనం విద్యను సాధించాలన్నా దీనికి మూడింటికి ఆధారం ఉంటుంది.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఫర్ ఆల్ దీస్ త్రీ వీ నీడ్ ఎ బేసిస్.
దేహం చాలా పవిత్రమైనటువంటిది.
బాడీ ఇస్ సేక్రెడ్.
కానీ ఇంత పవిత్రమైనటువంటి దేహాన్ని మనం దుర్వినియోగం చేసుకోవటం చేతనే మనకు దుష్ట బుద్ధులు, దురాలోచనలు, దుశక్తులు మనలో ప్రారంభిస్తున్నాయి.
ద సీక్రెట్ బాడీ ఇస్ మిస్యూజ్డ్, వేస్టెడ్, దేర్ఫోర్ వి ఫైండ్ ప్లేస్ ఫర్ ద వికెడ్ థాట్స్ అండ్ వికెడ్ యాక్షన్స్.
కనుకనే మనము ఈ దేహాన్ని సద్వినియోగం సాధించాలి.
హెన్స్ వి హావ్ టు మేక్ ప్రాపర్ యూస్ ఆఫ్ ద బాడీ.
సత్సంగంలో ప్రవేశించాలి.
టేక్ టు గుడ్ కాన్సెప్ట్.
సదాచారంలో దిగాలి.
టేక్ టు ఆల్ గుడ్ ప్రాక్టీస్.
సత్కర్మలు ఆచరించాలి.
వి షుడ్ హావ్ టు అండర్టేక్ గుడ్ యాక్షన్.
అప్పుడే ఈ దేహం చాలా పవిత్రమవుతుంది.
దెన్ ద బాడీ బికమ్స్ హైలీ.
దేహం పవిత్రమైనప్పుడు మనసు కూడాను పవిత్రమవుతుంది.
వెన్ వన్స్ ద బాడీ ఇస్ సేక్రెడ్, మైండ్ ఆల్సో బికమ్స్ సేక్రెడ్.
కనుక మనసు, దేహము పవిత్రమైనప్పుడు ఆత్మ నిరంతరము శుద్ధిగానే ఉంటాయి.
వెన్ వన్స్ ద బాడీ అండ్ ద మైండ్ ఆర్ సేక్రెడ్. In fact, Atma has no attribute.
ఎట్టి అపవిత్రతను లేదు.
Nothing unsacred.
కనుకనే ఆత్మ పరిశుద్ధమైనటువంటిది.
Atma is pure.
తల్లి యొక్క స్వరూపమే గాయత్రి.
గాయత్రి is the very personification of the principle of mother.
అటువంటి గాయత్రి మాత్రమును,
that Gayatri,
మనము మూడు వేళలు ఎందుకు స్మరిస్తూ ఉంటే,
we have to chant thrice a day.
మొట్టమొదటి ప్రాతః సంధ్య అన్నారు.
First morning, early morning, twilight.
మధ్యాహ్న సంధ్య,
అండ్ ద మిడ్ డే,
సాయం సంధ్య,
అండ్ ఈవినింగ్ ట్వైలైట్.
అనగా తెల్లవారి ఏమవుతుంది?
మార్నింగ్ వాట్ హ్యాపెన్?
తెల్లవారి నీవు సూర్యుని వైపు మొహం తిప్పి కూర్చున్నప్పుడు,
యాజ్ యు టర్న్ టువర్డ్స్ సన్,
నీ నీడ నీకంటే ఎన్నో రెట్లు అధికంగా కనిపిస్తుంది.
అండ్ యు ఫైండ్ ద షాడో ఇంక్రీజింగ్ మోర్ దాన్ యువర్ సైజ్.
కానీ ఎంత కాలం నీవు ఆ విధంగా కూర్చున్నా కానీ నీ నీడని నీవు దాటలేవు.
యు మే స్టాండ్ లైక్ దట్ బట్ యు కెనాట్ క్రాస్.
నీడనే మాయా.
ఎవరీ షాడో ఇస్ ఇల్యూషన్.
దాన్ని మనం దాటాలంటే ఏం చేయాలి?
వాట్ షుడ్ యు డు టు క్రాస్?
నీ ముఖము సూర్యుని నుంచి తిప్పాలి.
టర్న్ టర్న్ అగైన్స్ట్ ది డైరెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ద సన్.
అప్పుడే నీ నీడ వెనకబడిపోతుంది.
దెన్ యువర్ షాడో విల్ ఫాల్ బిహైండ్.
అప్పుడు నీ మాయ నిన్ను ఏమాత్రము బాధించదు.
దెన్ యు విల్ నాట్ బి ఎఫెక్టెడ్ బై ఇల్యూషన్.
మధ్యాహ్న సంధ్య,
అండ్ ద మిడ్ డే,
అనగా 12 గంటల సమయం లోపల సూర్యుడు నీ శిరస్సు పైన ఉంటుంటాడు.
12 o'clock noon, sun is on the top right on the head.
అప్పుడు నీ నీడ నీ పాదాల కింద పడిపోతుంది.
అండ్ ద వెరీ షాడో విల్ బి అండర్ యువర్ ఫీట్.
నీకు ఇటు పోదు అటు పోదు.
ఇట్ నైదర్ దిస్ సైడ్ నాట్ దట్ సైడ్.
సాయం సంధ్య,
ఇట్స్ ఈవినింగ్ టైమ్.
నీవు సూర్యుడు వైపు తిరుగుతూ ఉంటే ఇంకా నీ నీడ పెరుగుతూ 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 పోతుంటాయి.
అండ్ ద షాడో విల్ బి ఇంక్రీజింగ్ మోర్ అండ్ మోర్ యాజ్ యు టర్న్ టువర్డ్స్ ద సన్.
కనుక నీవు సూర్యుని వైపు తిరగనక్కర్లేదు.
యూ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ టు టర్న్.
చంద్రమా మనసో జాత, చక్షో సూర్యో జాత, నీ మనసే నీ చంద్రుడు.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ద వెరీ మూన్ ఇస్ అవర్ మైండ్.
నీ యొక్క మనసే నీ యొక్క చంద్రుడు. ఆ చంద్రుడు మనసు పైన నీవు ఏకాగ్రత పరచుకో.
కాన్సన్ట్రేట్ ఆన్ ద మూన్ ద మైండ్.
అప్పుడే నీ యొక్క మాయ ఏమాత్రము బాధించదు.
దెన్ యు విల్ నాట్ బి ఎఫెక్టెడ్ బై ఇల్యూషన్.
స్వామి సో క్లియర్లీ మెన్షన్స్ అబౌట్ చాంటింగ్ గాయత్రి మార్నింగ్, ఆఫ్టర్నూన్ అండ్ ఈవినింగ్. అండ్ దెన్ యు నో హీ ఆల్వేస్ హీ కమ్స్ బ్యాక్, హీ ఇస్ జస్ట్ టోల్డ్ వాట్ వీ జస్ట్ మెన్షన్డ్, ఆధ్యాత్మ విద్యా విద్యానాం. సో అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ద కంపాషన్ మదర్ చస్టైజెస్ యూ అండ్ పుట్స్ యూ ఆన్ ద పాత్ వేర్ యూ లెర్న్ దట్ నాలెడ్జ్, నోయింగ్ విచ్ యూ డోంట్ నీడ్ టు నో ఎనీథింగ్ ఎల్స్. సో యు నో సో యాప్ట్ ఇట్ ఇస్ వాట్ వీ వర్ థింకింగ్. స్వామి హెస్ గివెన్ ఎ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ ఆన్సర్ త్రూ దిస్ డిస్కోర్స్.
యాక్చువల్లీ వెన్ యూ గో టు ది ప్రీవియస్ లైన్, చంద్రాం హిరణ్మయీం లక్ష్మీం జాతవేదో మహావహ, దెన్ కమ్స్ సూర్యాం హిరణ్మయీం లక్ష్మీం జాతవేదో మహావహ. So when you consider the sun and moon as both the eyes of the mother.
Mother, yeah.
So on one side, she is compassionate.
Yeah.
The Chandra aspect.
Yeah.
Which cools your being. And then on the other side, when you are talking about Savita, the Lord Surya, the previous one, Adram Yakkaranim Yashtim. If we observe, every morning we wake up with the rise of the sun.
Yeah.
So when we are in slumber, because of sunrise we wake up.
Wake up, yeah.
So it wakes you up from the deep sleep state.
Yeah.
That is, so on one side when mother is giving you compassion, on the other side she is disciplining you. It doesn't mean that she is strict with you, she does not like you. In so many cases we have seen Swami too, when Swami has been scolding boys on one side, we have seen the other picture of Swami, the compassionate mother, yeah, on the other. Simultaneously, that can be possible only with the divine. Because when we get angry, our entire being is full of anger.
Yeah.
It comes from the heart. But when Swami gets angry, it is only from the lips.
Yeah, he says it's only a drama.
It is only a drama. Because the innermost feeling that Swami has in that anger is nothing but the compassion and the intensity of making us better beings.
You know, when you told this, there's one very beautiful, sweet episode in Trai. You know, Swami was very upset with boys. And one day suddenly he decided to leave because he was not talking to them. He was not looking at them. He was not coming and sitting for bhajans. Leave aside, forget about Trai sessions at all. Like, boys are not interaction with Swami at all. So that closeness is not there means boys feel very bad. It pinches them. So one day they came to know that suddenly Swami is going to leave and his car is coming and he's leaving. So they came and sat in the front gate of the front door of those steps in the Trai Brindavan Swami's residence. So there, all of them tried to gherao Swami, like catch him. Swami, please tell us what is the mistake. How can you leave us? As if Krishna is leaving the Brindavan and going off. So then Swami was in his full Rudra avatar. He was very, very angry, very intense look. Still, you know, some of the boys took that courage, thinking that it is our own Swami. It's like, whatever it is our mother. How can a mother get angry? Anger can be, as Swami says, only a drama. It cannot be a real anger. So some of them took the courage, went ahead and tried to ask Swami. Swami, what is the mistake? You tell us. Please tell us. Don't leave us like that. Swami was not ready to relent at all. He was in that full anger self. So some people, he had pushed them. Some people, he had hit them on their head. Some people, they had slapped also. Yeah? And seeing that, boys got little
taken aback.
But still, few of the boys who took the courage to come forward and, no, Swami, you tell us what is the reason for doing this. So Swami was not relenting. He didn't talk to them. He pushed them and went off. So, you know, but again, the aspect of the strictness as a father and the love of a mother. So then next, what they found is, all those boys who had the courage to ask Swami and say, Swami, why should you tell us what is our mistake? You tell us, we'll try to correct. So in that year, summer vacation, Swami picked up those boys and took them to Kodai. Kodai is like a very, very special place, you know, where Swami is so close to you. And then those boys who apparently Swami was angry and Swami told you, push them aside and all that. Swami picked up those boys only and took them to, and had a very nice session with Swami there. So whenever we think that, you know, God is angry with me and he's not treating me properly, or I'm not getting any attention, or my problems are not ending at all, what is happening in my life? Keep patience. Have courage to ask him directly. Open your heart before him. He will definitely respond. You know, the way this is a very physical situation where Swami showed it, the same thing will happen in our lives, in our own ways, when we face any problems. So Ganesh, going forward, one thing we noticed, that every other verse, not every other verse, but there's so many mentions of gold in so many different synonyms, in different words. Hiranyavarna, Hiranmayi, Suvarna, Hemamalini. So I think we thought it will be a good exercise to actually know what is gold. Because we all know what is gold. We all know. Many of us were, especially our mothers, our sisters and all, they know that attachment or affinity for gold is
fondness for gold.
Fondness for gold. And you know, not only them, you know, even Swami also, when we joined, you know, just to be a joke, when we joined, that time Kulwanthal was, the gold plating was happening. So whenever we used to go back, you know, there was thin foils of gold used to apply and put on the top of the ceiling, you know, everywhere. So whenever we used to go back, we'll say we all become bangarus, because all of our faces, hands and all will have that slight thin gold
layer.
Layers will be there. So when we did this exercise of knowing what gold is, we found some fascinating discoveries for us. Like we were all thinking, wow, what is this? So much is there about gold. So let's, Ganesh, let's throw some light on gold.
Yeah, first point, what exactly is gold? It is an inert metal which signifies sthita prajnatvam.
Okay, beautiful.
Okay, because it does not react with anything.
Yeah.
And then it has amazing healing properties and it brings about a balance in the brain.
Okay.
So that is a first aspect.
First aspect. No, and one more thing. When sthita prajna, inert metal, I think any other metal, when it comes out from the earth's crust or earth's bosom, it is like you have to do a reaction and clean it, and then, you know, there's a lot of metallurgy, it's called metallurgy. Mm. But it seems gold remains for millions of years. It doesn't change. It's
without getting impure.
Without getting impure, it's the same always. There is no change at all in gold. And then one more thing, you know, the one more nature which just struck me when we were talking about gold foil being plated. You know, I remember reading in our elementary 10th and 9th or something that gold is malleable and ductile. Mm. Means you can beat it and make it as thinnest of foil, and you can draw a beautiful...
Any shape,
a thin wire out of it. So means it's adaptable. You know, you adapt to situation. It's not that, you know, if you do any other metal, probably aluminum or something will break. But it doesn't break. It has no breaking point. You know, the tenacity, the patience, the perseverance and forbearance is so much in gold.
I think that is why the value of gold is also more than any other element.
And not only that, you know, if when you see gold, it has a special effulgence, you know, like it's not there in any other metal. So seeing it, you feel something divine, something special about it. So that's the look of it. And then, yeah, and you, as you're telling, there are so many other aspects, facets
and
to gold.
2 points which we are actually drawing attention to is, one is the sthita prajnatva and the balance in the brain.
Okay.
So, when you take gold and give it to the goldsmith, what happens is, he takes the gold through a process. Yeah. In order to convert the raw gold into an ornament.
Yes.
So the gold goes through all the turmoil, all the trials and tribulations with all patience.
Yeah.
It gives itself to the goldsmith.
Yes.
And then Swami beautifully compares it to each and every devotee. If we surrender to him, he makes us go through that process, that sadhana.
Of purification.
And that is what the balance in the brain, I think, even physically as well as spiritually, if we can connote it.
Yeah.
So Swami makes us equipoised in our mindset to both good and bad, to victory and defeat. So all dualities of life can be handled in a very composed manner when we have...
Gold
with us.
Yeah.
So that is why Swami calls us all bangarus.
Bangarus, yeah. So means bangarus means your treatment has started.
Yes.
He's going to make you. So you are. He's going to be by your side, and he's going to take you through the process and purify you. So this, I think that's an indication of Swami is telling. Yes, be ready. I'm making you go through the process. And you know, one more very interesting facet which we found is that if you wear gold on your body, it balances your emotional well-being. It takes care of emotional well-being. It even balances your hormonal imbalances. Endocrine system is taken care of. And ఇట్స్ ఎ వెరీ గుడ్ యునో సమ్ వాట్ ఐ సే ఇట్స్ సంథింగ్ విచ్ గివ్స్ పాజిటివ్ వైబ్స్ యునో ఇట్ ఇట్ రిమూవ్స్ నెగటివిటీ అరౌండ్ యూ సో దేర్ ఇస్ ద ఫ్యాసినేటింగ్ ఆస్పెక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ గోల్డ్ అండ్ యునో అండ్ దెన్ దిస్ గోల్డ్ విచ్ వి టాక్ అబౌట్ ఈజ్ సపోజ్ టు బి ఆల్సో కాల్డ్ యాజ్ హిరణ్య గర్భ మీన్స్ దట్ వూమ్ విచ్ ఇస్ మేడ్ ఆఫ్ గోల్డ్ అండ్ ఇట్స్ బిలీవ్డ్ దట్ ద హోల్ క్రియేషన్ హ్యాస్ ఎమర్జ్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ హిరణ్య గర్భ అండ్ దెన్ స్వామి ఈజ్ ద వన్ హూ హెస్ యు నో వీ హెవ్ సీన్ సో మెనీ టైమ్స్ డ్యూరింగ్ శివరాత్రి హీ మెనీ టైమ్స్ దిస్ లింగం దిస్ హిరణ్య గర్భ లింగం హ్యాస్ ఎమర్జ్ ఫ్రమ్ స్వామీస్ స్వామి బీయింగ్ సో you know it gives such swami very in a very matter of fact way gives you that hint that Hiranyagarbha which is the basis of the whole creation is created by me so I am he is the one who is the ultimate sovereign or yah karnim yastim the one who is the scepter and the dharma devata who dispenses justice to all the beings so it is nothing but swami himself who is all this
I think Bhargav as we talk of the Yashtim and Suvarnam.
Yeah.
I think our time has come up to end this episode. I think in the next episode, we shall continue dealing with this aspect of Hiranya. Because throughout the Sri Suktam, the major aspect that is covered is Hiranya.
Yeah.
So I think in order to do justice for that, we need to dwell more upon that aspect in the coming episode.
Yeah.
So I think with these few words, we shall request the listeners to write their feedback, share their thoughts and ideas to listener@sssmediacenter.org or WhatsApp it to 9393258258. So please do ponder upon Hiranmaya, Hiranyavarna, Suvarna and Yashtim. And you can all share your experiences wherein each one of us at some point of time will be in slumber. And Swami in his own way wakes us up from that slumber.
Yes.
And puts us onto the right path. Or when we feel like, yes, it's time to chill, Swami comes and tells, no, you have to rise to the occasion and you have to go along the path of sadhana.
Yes.
So maybe you can all share those beautiful experiences so that we too can share with everyone what you had sent us. So with these few words, we shall conclude today's episode with the Shama Prarthana Mantram. Om Yadakshara Padabhrashtam Matrahinam Tuyad Bhavet Tatsarvam Kshamyatam Deva Narayana Namostute Visargabindu Matrani Padapadaksharani Cha Nyunani Cha Tiriktani Kshamasvasayishvara Aparada Sahasrani Kriyante Harnishanmaya Dasoyam Mitimam Matva Kshamasvasayishvara Anyatashranam Nasti Tumeva Sharanam Mama Tasmat Karunya Bhavena Rakshasayishvara Harihi Om Tatsat Sri Saishvara Arpanamastu. From a few moments from now, you'll be listening to the live Telugu segment Sri Satya Sai Divya Sandeshchari. Sai Ram, stay tuned to Asia Stream. Sai Ram and happy listening.